This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Friday, March 11, 2022, Montana reports 271,641 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 73 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 15 new cases in Missoula County, that's Missoula and the University of Montana. 8 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 8 new cases in Richland County, Sydney. 7 new cases in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, the state capital. 6 new cases in Gallatin County, Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. And more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 851. Currently, 74 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,223 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 965,000 Americans have died. There have been 79,400,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Former Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton announced Thursday that he is, quote, testing the waters, unquote, for a potential presidential run. Stapleton, a Republican, has formed an exploratory committee to determine the feasibility of running for president in 2024. His website includes a donation portal to contribute to the committee. A testing the waters committee is an official designation under the Federal Election Commission. It allows fundraising for someone to explore a run, but not to campaign for office. According to the FEC, while testing the waters, an individual may carry out a variety of activities such as conducting polling, traveling around a district or state, and placing telephone calls to see if there is sufficient support for a candidacy. Stapleton served in the Montana legislature from 2001 to 2009. In 2012, he lost his campaign for governor. In 2014, he lost his run for Congress. In 2016, he was elected Secretary of State, serving one term before failing again in a bid for Congress, losing to Representative Matt Rosendale in the primary. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologists recently killed 3 mountain lions on Flathead Lake's Wild Horse Island to protect a rare population of bighorn sheep. The mountain lions appeared to be habituated to people, according to landowners and visitors on the 2,100-acre island. Regular tourist activity at a state park on the island and the lions' detrimental impact on the bighorn numbers convinced FWP and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Wildlife Division that the mountain lions needed to be removed. FWP Region 1 Wildlife Manager Neil Anderson said, "Due to the lack of escape terrain for bighorn sheep and the number of lions on the island, the bighorn population has been reduced to a number we haven't seen in decades. The island has good vegetation to support the bighorns, but lacks cliff structures they rely on to avoid the lions." FWP transplanted 2 bighorns to Wild Horse Island in 1939 and 6 more in 1947. That herd became a source herd for translocations to many other parts of the Rocky Mountain West. Bighorn sheep are extremely susceptible to infections from domestic sheep, so the island's isolation has kept that population disease-free for decades. At least 560 bighorn sheep have been moved from Wild Horse Island to augment or start herds elsewhere. A Gardner bar and cafe that hosts a Sunday night trivia contest raised $80,000 for Ukraine. Participation in the trivia contest pulled in just shy of $20,000. Then 3 matching donors pushed the number to $80,000. Thomas Ashper, a part-time Paradise Valley resident, is a semi-regular trivia participant. He's also the CEO and founder of Innovate, a software company. Almost half of their employee base is Ukrainian. Stacy Joy, the owner of the Wonderland Cafe, and Jolynn Music, who is the head financial officer of Highline Adventures, which owns the Super 8 and Travelodge hotels in Gardner, also matched. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.